It's a big day for NASA today. It's Anna and Raven. Perseverance is the rover that's ready to land on Mars. It's been up in the air on its way there for 7 months.
Yeah, it's a big deal. This is the most capable rover that's ever landed on another planet.
I keep hearing about the 7 minutes of terror, and I'm like, what is the 7 minutes of terror? So I watched a lot of YouTube videos, and this is what it comes down to.
Entry, descent, and landing is often referred to as the 7 minutes of terror because it takes about 7 minutes to get from the top of the atmosphere of Mars to the ground safely.
But the cool part about it is that nobody can interfere. It's all the computers on board that cover the whole thing. So there's no, like, human that can push a button and abort mission or anything like that.
In the words of Tom Cruise and Top Gun, Anna Zapp, you don't have time to think. If you think, you're dead.
Very alarming. In your life, what was your 7 minutes of terror?
Well, I tell you, number one, 7 minutes doesn't sound like a long time unless, of course, you're terrified, Anna
yes.
Zapp. Last summer, I'm a little bit pasty. I've got a tan, but it's not great. I'm out at the local water park. They've got those exploration zip lines. They're way up high. All right, I'm an old guy now. I'm not supposed to go up on the real high cliff and stand over the edge and do the zip lines. But of course, I'm there with my kid. He's 23. He's got his girlfriend there. There's no, you know, I got to keep up face.
Mm-hmm.
We go up on the hill. I'm all in the harness. I'm all ready to go. I'm trying to put on the brave face. I'm ready to zip line down. A little girl starts crying on the other platform next door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got to stop and try and encourage this little girl because all four zip lines got to go at the same time. You know what's going on this entire time while she's going back and forth deciding whether or not she's going to go down this thing?
What?
I'm staring down at this cliff.
Oh, boy.
And now I'm looking at the water, and now I'm questioning my own safety here.
Yeah.
As this person making minimum wage who has just checked my harness is looking over going, no, 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 you'll be fine. By the way, that little girl, 7 years old, maybe she didn't need to be there. If they're telling her to go, what are they telling me to go for?
How many times did you ask if it could hold your weight, the harness?
Oh, man. It was 7 minutes, maybe, but it felt like a lifetime.
Oddly, my 7 minutes of terror is somewhat similar, but a lot more dangerous. At least when you're here in America, there's like guidelines and things like that.
OSHA.
My husband and I were, at the time, we were just dating. It was our first vacation we ever took together. Dominican Republic, and we went on one of those excursions. Now, things happen on those excursions that are not okay. And we went on one that was a waterfall climb, which sounded beautiful. In my mind, being a romantic 20-year-old girl,
sure.
I'm thinking like, oh, it's going to be these beautiful waterfalls. So we get there, you have to climb up the waterfalls, but these aren't like beautiful, like gentle waterfalls.
There's not a staircase?
No. There's no staircase.
Okay.
It is rushing gallons of water that want to try to kill you. So now we're going up. He's like, take my hand. And like the guide is like 70 feet above us climbing these bare rocks. There's no gentle like slope or anything like that. And the water is gushing down and I lose the top of my bathing suit. So he quickly takes off his t-shirt.
Your man.
And he throws it to me. My husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I put it on to cover myself, basically drowning in this waterfall.
Right.
And we finally get to the top. One little detail they left out.
What's that?
To get back down to the donkeys, because you have to ride the donkey back to the pickup truck
of
where
course.
We got there. Of course. How else do you get around in Punta Cana?
Obviously.
You have to jump off the cliff. There's no other way down. Like the hell to get up there wasn't bad enough. You have to jump off the cliff. And I don't have a bathing suit on top on. I'm wearing a soaking wet blue t-shirt. Like I'm in a Girls Gone Wild video.
Well, look. I mean, you're here alive, so clearly we know what happened. When you look at it like that, landing on Mars should be easy.
7 minutes terror. They got nothing on us.